The first halacha topic from Daf Nun Tes is the bracha of Hatova Hameitiv on wine. Take a look at Tosas, who emphasizes that the bracha is specifically when it comes to wine. On the top of Nun Tes Amabez, says Tosas, Avol Shinui Lechem Vashinui Basar. If someone changes from one meat to the next, or one bread to the next, so then the rule that we had on the Gemara, six lines from the bottom, that Shinui Yayin Tzarech Levarech, that does not apply. Tosas then quotes the Shita of the Rashbam, who says that it's only if the wine is an improved wine. However, if it's the exact same wine, so then the halacha would be that one does not make a Tova Meitiv. Nevertheless, Tosas quotes those who disagree with that, that the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam is that even if the wine is the same, that the halacha is that one still, same being, that's the same quality of wine, but a different wine, the halacha is that one makes a bracha of hatov v'hameitif. Let's see how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. In Simin Kuf Ayin Hei Sif Aleph, Heviu Lahem Yayin Acher Einu Mevarech Bar Priya Gofen, Avol Mevarech Alav Hatov v'hameitif. If Bar Priya Gofen was made, another wine is brought, so then you make the bracha of hatov v'hameitif. Continues the Mechaber, V'lav Dav Keviu Lahem Mechadosh, Elohu Adin Ma'ilam Mitchila Shtei Yenos Mevarechen Al Hasheni Hatov. We will get back to Psak of the Bechaber in a moment. In Sif Beis, on the previous machlokas that we have mentioned, Mevarchin Hatov Ameitiv Al Kol Shinu Yayim Min Astam. Any change you make a bracha, Afilu Eina Yodeya Shehasheni Meshubach Merishon, Kol Sheena Yodeya Shugarua Mimenu. So the Psak of the Bechaber is that if they're on par, as long as we don't know that it's worse, then you still make the bracha of Hatov Ameitiv. Rama in Sif Aleph adds another important condition for the bracha hatov ha-meitiv. V'daf kishlo ha-yelufanav kishabirech bar priya gafen. If the other wine was in front of him when he made bar priya gafen, you do not make hatov ha-meitiv. Avolim hayu biyachad ein etzarech levarech ele bar priya gafen. If they were together in such a case, then you don't make anything except for a bar priya gafen. And the Bari Priya Gofen goes on both of them. Sif Katan Hey, the Mishnah Berurah does say if a person errs and he makes a bracha of Bari Priya Gofen on the worse one when they're in front of him, so then in such a case, he would still make a bracha of Atov HaMeitiv on the better one, but that's only because of an error. L'chatchila, you're supposed to make a bracha on the better one, and then it's poter the worse one, and there's no need for a Hatov HaMeitiv. There is a very important halacha l'maisa discussion where up until this day, we have different approaches in the Mishnah Berurah and Sif Katan Dalet in regards to this statement of the Rama, only if they weren't in front of him. Says the Mishnah Berurah and Sif Katan Dalet, Ratzon lomer sheviim lam ato abayis. Elohu adinim hoye lo metchila shtei yenos bebayis v'dayto lishtosam. El shayayin hasheni lo yimuchon lefanav al shulchan b'shas birkas bori priya gofen. The opinion of the Levush is that even if you have another one in your house, which is better, even though it was in your house, you would still make a bar priya gofen on the one that was originally on the table, and on the second one, make a bracha atov ha-meitiv. However, the lechem chamudos, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, disagrees with das lechem chamudos, dikishem bebeso, b'shas birchas bar priya gofen, v'dayto l'shtosam, and his intention was to drink them, kimunach lefanav al shulchan dami, vein tzach levarach birchas atov ha-meitiv, v'safek brachos l'hakel. So Mishnah Berurah concludes that if it's already in the house, and your intention was to drink it, in such a case, then you would not make a bracha atov ha-meitiv. Many instances, people know that there is a better wine, and they intend to drink it. If it's in the house already, according to Lechem Chamudos, it does not get a bracha of Hatov V'Ameitiv. The Sharetzion points out in Sif Katan Vav, the Sharetzion seems to say that this does not apply if the wine was in the cellar. If it was in the house, the halacha would be this way, not if it would be in the cellar. Bottom line, halacha l'maisa, it seems to me, first of all, before what seems to me, from what I heard from my great Rabbeim, Rav Chizkio Nevinzal told me that he follows this position, that whenever the wine was around in the building, in such a case, they do not make a bracha of Hatov HaMeitiv. It seems from the Mishnah Berurah that this is correct, except one also needs daito lishtos. His intention was to drink from that wine. If he didn't, then presumably the bracha does not go on it. That's point number one. Point number two, the Sharetzion said that if it's in the cellar, in such a case, even if it was daito hayu b'shas bracha l'fim lishtosam, nevertheless, it's considered a separate bracha. Now, what happens if today, where there are two stages where we store wine, people who normally store their wine that they intend to drink in the refrigerator, what happens if they have it in one a special cabinet? In such a case, I leave off with a suffix, maybe that's considered as if it's in the martef, and for that reason, even if he knew he was going to take that wine, but he hadn't taken it out of the cupboard and put it into the refrigerator, maybe there would be still room to say the bracha l'tov ha-meitiv. Rav Nevin Sal, Rav Chizkio, was of the opinion, it seemed to me from my discussion with him, that in such a case you would not make the bracha l'tov ha-meitiv, but we leave it as an open question, how to look at a storage cupboard where it's not the primary place for one to store wine that one is about to drink. And again, maybe if it's in the refrigerator, but his intention was not to drink, and he changes his mind, maybe then as well he would get the bracha v'atov v'ametiv. It seems that in the Sefer Shari HaBracha that we've quoted often, the possession that we had mentioned of Rav Chizkio Nevinsal, that as long as its wine was in the house, they don't differentiate between a storage cabinet and a refrigerator. Like I had suggested earlier, it seems the Sefer Shari HaBracha also follows that position. Two more points, Be'ezer Hashem, before we conclude the Halachos of Birchas HaTov HaMeitiv on the wine. Our Gemara had pointed out that we make the bracha l'tov ha-meitiv in other instances. For example, if I have acquired something and me and my partner are benefiting, so then I make the bracha l'tov, that Kodesh Baruch Hu did good for me, v'ha-meitiv is good for others. This is the meaning behind the Gemara, three lines from the bottom, that concludes that we make a bracha l'tov ha-meitiv di'ika b'nei chabura d'shasi b'hadei if he's drinking with other people. Points out the Mishnah Berurah in that simen in Kuf Ayin Hei Sif Katan Tezvav, that this halacha applies only if you are A, drinking with others, and B, the other person is drinking the same wine with you. However, if they're drinking from different wines and there's no shutfis between them and the wine, then the bracha v'atov ha-meitiv would be inappropriate. Similarly, the Mishnah Berurah goes so far, based on Achron and Magen Avram and others, to say that we need to replicate the shutfis phenomenon. If a balabayis pours a cup for each person, so then it could very well be that each person has their own wine and there was no shutfus. In contrast, one should be medagdik that when one puts on the table the second better wine, in such an instance, it would be best if the wine would be put on the table and presented for everybody, then all individuals are equal shutfin. Finally, our last point, the Magen Avraham quoted by the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Gimel of Kuf Ayin Hei points out that Hatov HaMeitiv is only said on a better wine if one chose to then drink a better wine. What happens if one had an inferior wine, one finished it, one wanted to drink more wine, and then brought a better wine? In such a case, the Halacha Hatov HaMeitiv is not said, because there you have not necessarily gone intentionally to a better wine, and the Mechayev of the Bracha is only because one is appreciating an even better wine. Finally, we conclude with two reasons behind the bracha of Atov HaMeitiv, and then probably the most important message that I could possibly give over. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from Rabbeinu Bechaya, as mentioned by Rabbi Akiva Eger, that the reason the bracha of Atov HaMeitiv was instituted specifically on wine is because the Gemara had told us earlier on Daf Mem Chesam Ebeis that they instituted a fourth bracha of Hatov HaMeitiv to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Aruge Beitar were brought to Kavura. For that reason, by making a bracha on wine, which is generally a vice for the rest of the world, as we're going to discuss in a moment, people lose control, averos are done, etc. It brings to Kalas Rosh. We made the bracha Hatov HaMeitiv to remind us the Yom HaMisa. This is the explanation given in the Mishnah Berurah. It's interesting that the Meshech Chachma in Parshas Ekev gives a different explanation for the bracha of Hatov Ha-Meitiv. He suggests a more positive explanation. Zakhtar Meir Simcha, the bracha of Hatov Ha-Meitiv was instituted specifically for the Aruge Beitar. Why? What is so special about the event of the tragic phenomenon of the last rebellion of Klal Yisrael to defend the Yishuv from the full destruction of the Romans being destroyed? Why do we make a special bracha on that when the Haruge Beitar, that those that were murdered mercilessly by the Romans, were Nitein Lekvura, that they were given to a burial? Says the Meshech Chachma, the significance of Hatov Ha-Meitiv is, in the darkest of times, we notice HaKadosh Baruch Hu's protection of Klal Yisrael. And specifically, when the Haruge Beitar were Nitein Lekvura, that ultimately we would have a place to point to and say, here are those who are Moser Nefesh for Klal Yisrael, and they were given an honorable burial. It was a sign that Klal Yisrael had taken, that Kadosh Baruch Hu had not entirely forsaken them, and that one day we will be able to come back and continue the legacy that they had attempted to create. Hence, the bracha of Hatov Ha-Meitiv was, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you still have done good for us and good for others. Says the Meshech Chachma, therefore the bracha of Hatov Ha-Meitiv is a statement about the longevity and the eternity of the messages of Torah and Klal Yisrael, no matter what happens to us, that we have a haftacha that they will continue. Of course, wine, it's prohibited for us to drink with Gentiles. Wine is also a vice. Wine is something that is usur for a Jew to drink after a Gentile touches it. And this is part of the secret of Torah. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, drink the wine, but remember there's a special tafkid for Klal Yisrael, and don't drink the wine the way the Gentiles have done. And Hatov Ha-Meitiv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done good with you, and has done good with others in Klal Yisrael, even at times when it's not so obvious. I conclude this longer Dvar Halacha with the following very important statement, which I think is more important than anything that we could ever learn in a Dvar Halacha, and there's no such thing as a coincidence. HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed something to me this past Friday night, and it's not a coincidence that we were doing the Halachas of the Bracha Hatov Ha-Meitiv. I am still shudder when I think of this. I saw this past Friday night, where I live in Eretz Yisrael, a mature, married man with children from an honorable family, walking and staggering through the streets, drunk on Friday night, falling down. Based on other circumstances, it's clear to me that this individual is an alcoholic. I hold no leadership position here where I live. I am an average person who learns and teaches in Yerushalayim, and then I come back home to see my wife and children and record the shiurim here. Unfortunately, I'm not in any position right now to do anything about this terrible magefa in Klal Yisrael. However, let's keep in mind that the reason we've had the Kiyum HaUma of Klal Yisrael is because, as Rav Tatz describes, is Nichnas Yayin Yotza Sod, that the secret of Klal Yisrael is the ability to use Yayin for Kedusha and not the exact opposite. This is what Rav Meir Simcha had described in the Meshech Chachma. It's why we make the whole bracha of Hatov Ha-Meitiv. The rest of the world uses wine the wrong way. Klal Yisrael uses it for Kedusha. This awful scene that I just described, that I saw just 24 hours ago, is still etched in my mind, and I feel responsible that if it shouldn't be that Klal Yisrael knows the halachos of Hatov Ha-Meitiv, but doesn't live to the essence of it. And if there's a problem in our community, then it's our responsibility from any point, position that we have, this is the position that I have, to scream from the rooftops that there needs to be a tikkun in Klal Yisrael. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us be zocha to be able to be mekayim, to fulfill the secret of Yayin, that Klal Yisrael uses it as dveikus for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it maintains its unique standing in the world, where it doesn't prohibit the corporeal and the mundane, but uses it to mekadesh through kiddush, but at the same time does not become, as the Yiddish expression goes, shikur like a goy, and is able to use it lekadesh shem shemayim. And if chas v'chalila we can't, So then, unfortunately, the essence of the bracha of Hatov Hameitiv has been lost, and it should be abolished. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us Siyata D'Shmaya. Please don't get me wrong. I chas v'chalila do I want this beautiful bracha of Hatov Hameitiv to be abolished. It carries the essence of the Kiyuma Uma and our ability to take the Gashmias and be Mekadesh it. But as I tell Malach Hamidim, if we can't do the drinking on Purim properly, then for sure Chazal wouldn't want us to do it. And if we can't do the wine properly, then there's no question that Chazal wouldn't want us to do it as well. May we have Siyata Deshvaya to be Marbek Kvot Shemayim and to epitomize the Sod, the secret of Klal Yisrael, to be able to use every part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's beautiful world to teach humanity the beauty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah.